The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, February 1st, 2016. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 88th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So this week's news stories included, the BBC was one of many media outlets covering the announcement that a new statue of Shakespeare will be unveiled in Stratford-upon-Avon next month. The Independent ran an op-ed on this upcoming year of Bard-related content from the BBC, but desiring more Bard and less related. The Charlotte Observer ran a piece on a local man who's paired each play with a different wine or beverage. It's just a shame that for now those pairings are just a few notes in the story and in the man's head. They really need to publish that. American Theatre ran the announcement of New Orleans Shakespeare Festival 2016 season, including The Two Gentlemen of Verona and a number of other Bard-related pieces. In the Shakespeare's Globe blog, in the run-up for the opening of their Winter's Tale, they ran a nice little piece on the most famous, or infamous, of stage directions. Exit, pursued by a bear. Chicago Magazine ran a piece on the upcoming Shakespeare 400 Chicago year-long festival, focusing on the international works coming in, particularly from non-English-speaking countries. Tech Times ran a story on a virtual reality facility built by researchers at Florida International University that allows users to walk through a computer-generated version of Shakespeare's London. The Stratford Herald ran a piece on the new self-guided tour of Stratford called Shakespeare's Steps, which was commissioned by the Royal Shakespeare Company. The Guardian previewed their video series, which launched yesterday, with some of Britain's most famous actors performing major Shakespearean speeches. I'm looking forward to Adrian Lester's Hamlet. The AV Club ran a great, and I mean great, interview with Richard Dreyfuss that contained quite a bit about his acting in Shakespeare, including his turn as the player king in Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. The Oxford University Press ran a tasty short piece on five facts about marriage and love in Shakespeare's England. The Express in the UK ran a story on how six parchments, including Shakespeare's Last Will and Testament, have been released by the National Archives for an exhibition at King's College in London. Playbill was one of many media outlets to run the Public Theatre's announcement of this summer's slate of plays, including an all-female version of The Taming of the Shrew, a modern take on Troilus and Cressida, and a new musical based on Twelfth Night. The New York Times reviewed Drunk Shakespeare, continuing at the Lounge in Manhattan, saying it offers considerably more fun than many Shakespeare productions. And finally, The Independent reviewed Shylock Is My Name by Howard Jacobson, a novel updating The Merchant of Venice, part of the new Hogarth series, saying these modern retellings could not capture Shakespeare's spirit better. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On January 26, 1992, Jose Ferrer, actor and director, died at age 80. He played Iago opposite Paul Robeson in what many consider to be the greatest 20th century production of Othello, and was most definitely the longest running production of the play on Broadway in 1943. On January 27, 1994, American actor Claude Akins passed away at age 67. Though primarily known as a movie tough guy, he was theatrically trained and appeared in many Shakespearean plays early in his career, including the Comedy of Errors. On January 28, 1547, Henry VIII died at the age of 55 at the Palace of Whitehall, succeeded by his only legitimate son, Edward, by Jane Seymour, at the age of 9. Edward would not make it to age 16. On January 29, 1536, Anne Boleyn delivers an early labor stillborn male to Henry VIII. It would be her last, as Henry was moving on to Jane Seymour, remember her from yesterday, and within months, Anne would be arrested, tried, and executed for albeit trumped-up charges of treason. On January 30th, 1914, American actor David Wayne was born. probably most famous, at least for me, for his role in the Andromeda Strain in the early 1970s, as well as a number of television series in the 70s and 80s. He played Banquo in an early television production of Macbeth for the Philco Goodyear Television Playhouse in 1949. On January 31st, 1606, Guy Fawkes was executed for his role in the Gunpowder Plot, an assassination attempt on King James I. On February 1st, 1327, Edward III was coronated 6 days after his father, Edward II, was forced to relinquish the crown because of a conspiracy between his mother, Isabella of France, Roger Mortimer, with the support of the French. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. Been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending February 1st, 2016. For our blog and previous TWIZ episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.